The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That's a stab and a twist.
That's a fuck. That's, ooh, I would break up with somebody.
I could never read that.
I would break up with somebody on the spot. On the spot. Because you're describing me as a bitch.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Friends of Benefits podcast, episode 20. We on a roll here. We haven't missed 1 week, so just for that, we do need for you to subscribe and for you to rate us on all the podcast scenes. You already know what's up.
You already know. Consistency, baby.
Exactly. So yeah. Now we're just gonna get right into it. As you guys know, I'm here mm-hmm. with OT, and he got a little. Are you? Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole? Threads.
So we're gonna decide if the person is an asshole or not. So leave your comments in the comment section down below, or you can email us your opinions.
Yeah, tell us how you feel.
Pure.
All right, cool. So the first one is goes like this: Am I the asshole for not letting my ex's girlfriend and her kids come to our daughter's birthday party? That's the title. So first of all, the ex.
So it's
coming.
A girl that has a guy ex that. Yeah. Wants to bring his girlfriend yes. to his daughter's birthday party.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, your ex, I mean, wait, do they have the kids together? I don't know, but let's go.
Why would he otherwise come to the
yeah,
birthday
exactly,
party? That's
exactly.
what I'm confused
that
would
have been weird. That would have been yeah. weird. She says, my daughter turned 4 this month and we threw her a birthday party to celebrate. Mm. I planned everything and it was at my parents' home, but my ex covered all of the cost. Okay. He was planning to bring his girlfriend and her kids, but I told him he couldn't as me and his girlfriend don't get along. I don't want drama on my daughter's birthday. Mm. He tried to leverage the fact that he paid for everything, but I told him I wouldn't let him in either if he brought them with him, and he eventually gave up. However, his girlfriend kept trying to change my mind by using the kids as a reason for why I should let her come. I refused to budge, though, and now she keeps harassing me about causing issues between the kids because her kids are jealous they weren't invited to the party, and apparently my oldest is rubbing it in their faces. Am I the asshole?
The older yeah. is a thug. Her older child is a thug.
You don't give a shit. Like, nah.
You're not coming to the party. You're not yeah. invited.
Yeah.
What should you say? What do you think?
Would I say she's an asshole?
Hmm.
I don't think I would say she's an asshole because she said they don't get along. So if her ex invited his current girlfriend, like it still would have been drama. Like the party still would have been a mess. It wouldn't have been enjoyable for the kids. So I think she
did the right choice.
She called the right shots by not wanting the ex to be there.
For me, I would say like, I guess it depends on if the child wanted the children there or not.
Mm.
You get what I mean? I think at the end of the day, it is her birthday party.
Yeah.
Like if their kids are literally friends, like yeah. I'm guessing like if they have like, yeah. if they both have custody over the child, like the yeah. child has to go to her mom's place and her dad's place and she hangs out there and then the kids, like the girlfriend's kids are going to be there. They hang out too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if they're friends and then she's having a birthday party and they're not invited, I think that's weird. Because at the end of the day, like that's the child's friend. I feel like we should just prioritize the child at the end of the day. It's a child's birthday.
Yeah.
I feel like adults should just put their shit onto their the side sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could have, like, since she had problems with the girlfriend herself and not the kids,
yeah,
she could have said, okay, like, you want to come because of the kids, yeah?
Yeah.
But, like, don't come. Stay wherever you are. Just, like, the kids are invited, but you're not invited. I felt like that would have been a
but you cannot invite the children and not the mother. Yes, that's weird. We
the father is still there.
He's not the father of the children? Girlfriend's children.
He has to be the father. Oh. If he's not the father of the current girlfriend's kids.
Kids.
I mean, he's a stepfather still. So he still has like the father role. So
just girlfriend and boyfriend, so they're not the stepfather. He hasn't married her yet.
All right, then cancel everything. Stay home. Stay home with the kids. Nobody's invited. I don't want you to be on my party.
Say as adults, you should put your differences aside if the child is friends with the girlfriend's kids.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like they're friends because the older kids like making fun of them because they can't come.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like the mom is playing a little bit of a game too, because like, you know, it doesn't seem adults like being an adult to me.
Do you want to see your current partner with, your ex-partner with your current partner at a birthday party? Is that something you would want to see?
It's not about you though.
It's not about you. It's about the kids.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying let the kids come, but you don't necessarily have to come. That's my solution to it. But like, you wouldn't want to see your ex-partner with like his current partner.
Well, that's just just life. You just have to deal with that. That's just life. Over it.
There's a certain part of like emotional maturity that goes into it.
You have to go through. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like the current partner would like try to rub it in like somehow. Like try to
the current girlfriend?
Yeah, she would try to cause like some sort of like drama.
Why would she?
Or like just her being here. She doesn't even actively need to like try to cause like drama, but just like her being there and seeing them like all lovey-dovey like cuddling or whatever, that's gonna be able to make the ex-girlfriend tick.
I mean, obviously they need to be a little bit respectful at the end of the day. It's a children's birthday.
But they're not they're not obligated to be respectful. Like,
well, he's obligated to keep his girlfriend in check because this is his ex-girlfriend's place and his child's place.
Yeah.
So if he can't keep his girl on check, that's a problem. Then he shouldn't be invited, period.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, they don't have to fake that they're not in a relationship to be respectful.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But there's you don't have to do...
So basically no PDA or anything like that.
Yeah, public affection, all that stuff. Just keep it away.
But there's going to be like some little public affection. But like maybe even holding hands might be enough for, you know...
Well, she needs to grow. If that's the problem, then she needs to grow and she needs to move on. That's not the basic problem.
It's bad energies, like bad vibes.
It's not bad vibes. It's bad vibes for her, but not anybody else.
Yeah.
So you should mature and be like, oh, this is just my child's birthday.
I guess.
It's not a big deal.
I guess.
Yeah, and he's paying for the birthday. I don't know. I feel like people should just be more mature when it comes to children, period.
Yeah.
Especially when it involves like the ex and the father and all that kind of stuff. Do I think that she's an asshole? A little bit, yeah. I do.
You do?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think she's an asshole. I think she did what she felt like she needed to do because they don't get along with each other and she doesn't want her to be there. So she did the best thing of the situation because like, on the flip side is if the current girlfriend was actually invited, then it wouldn't be fun for anybody because then they would be having drama. The drama is going to trickle down. It's going to affect the kids.
Why don't you keep the drama aside for one day? Like both of them.
I don't think it's that
easy. I don't know what happened for them not to like each other. But
the moment emotions like are involved, like sometimes you don't even know. You just want to
just go like out of control.
You just lose your maturity. Maturity just goes out the window immediately. So might be one of those situations where, like, you know, it's best if you don't see this person at all whatsoever. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I say if she's the asshole if their children are friends. and she keeping them away, she keeping the mother away. But if their children are not friends and she just wanted to be there just to be there, then yeah, you're not the asshole. You should have just, she did the right thing at that point.
I agree with the kids part. If the kids were friends, I definitely understand that part. Okay, off the bat of that, I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I'm just curious to know what your answer is. Can you still be friends with your ex? Have we talked about this?
No, we never talked about this. Not even like on private, we never talked about this.
Well, okay. Fresh, content.
Fresh topic.
Fresh information.
I think you could be friends with your ex.
Like, what are we talking about? What kind of friendship are we talking about?
I really wanted to be...
Are we talking about, like, we're cool with each other? Or, like, are we talking about you can actually be friends, like, hanging out, making plans with your ex?
Yeah.
Do you believe you can do that?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
It depends on which ex, to be honest. Huh. Some of them are just unbearable, but some of them I definitely have, like, been like, yeah, I still want us to be friends, like, afterwards. But it never works out.
That's what, like, can you be friends without no one person, like, having feelings?
I don't think that's possible. I'm capable of that.
If you were, the other person is not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And if the person was capable, you would not be. Like, it's always one person that's behind the other person's dick the whole
that's
time.
That's true. That's very
so
true.
So it's like, I don't think you can just, like, stay friends because already you guys are, like, comfortable with each other. Yeah. You've gone lengths that you haven't gone with any other friend
before. Any friend, yeah.
And as soon as that door is open, like, it's very hard to, like, completely
Pandora's
shut it
door,
down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you guys being friends after that, I feel like you can be friends if you have a broader group of friends and you, like, you're all doing stuff together.
Uh-huh.
You're all hanging out together. Mm. But if you guys are going to be friends and hang out with each other, one-on-one is gonna get real weird, like real quick.
No, that's I need to feel like we're broken up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can't be hanging out alone or by ourselves, like, on a daily. No, but I want to be cool with my exes. Like, I want to, like, when I see them, I want to be like, hi, how are you, la la la, and then we go on, like, our separate ways.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be cool with my exes.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing more than that. Because anything more than that, like, it just makes it weird. Because, like, when I say friendship, I want it to be something that you can also maintain, like, when you get into your next relationship. Right?
Oh,
so
that's
if you
impossible.
Have your ex
that's impossible.
As your friend, like, it's just not going to work.
No.
As much as you like that person, as much as you want it to work. Because, you know, fresh off a breakup, depending on how good the person was and how good you guys had it, you always want the friendship to work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just like a fairy tale.
It is a fairy tale.
Because it's almost like impossible to go back to just friends after that. I don't think you could just go
having
back
no
to just being
having no bad
friends.
Feelings or anything against each other. And just
having no feelings towards each other, right? Because the moment you get into, like, your next relationship, that friendship almost becomes an instant burden in the next relationship. Because you can't tell your current girlfriend, that's my ex and we're still friends.
No
way in the world they're going to be cool with that. Because you guys already had something. You already opened Pandora's door. So it's like, it's already fucked from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like there's always somebody holding back feelings. Somebody that always wants to get back together in the relationship.
Yeah.
That's how I...
So you don't think you can be friends with your ex at all?
I tried. In my past relationship,
it's impossible for you to be friends with your ex.
What do you mean it's impossible?
You
it's impossible for anybody to be friends with their ex.
Nah, man, you especially, but let's...
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Let's move.
Nah, you gotta explain that. You gotta explain that.
The way that you guys broke up, that's impossible.
Yeah, it was a terrible situation.
Yeah.
All around. Mm. But I genuinely wanted us to be friends. But I just thought about, like, the logistical side to it. Right after breakup.
Did you want to be friends or did you want to be cool?
I wanted to be friends. I wanted us to, like, hang out, talk, and all of that. But at the same time, that would have been, like, detrimental to, like, her moving on and to me moving on as well.
Yeah.
So it just got to a point where it's, like, logistically, I couldn't see that as a reality. I really wanted it, but I just couldn't see how
that could
manifest
happen
in reality. You know what I mean? Because, like, most of, like, the incentive that we had, that was, like, us being in a relationship, it was like different. There was like different emotions involved.
Of course.
There's like just a whole different aspect to it.
Yeah.
So the moment that gets taken away, it's like you don't even have like the incentive to like meet up and just talk anymore. You know what I mean?
Why would you?
Yeah,
and if you do, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like you have feelings for that person.
Exactly.
That's the only reason you would.
Exactly. One of you guys can genuinely want to be friends, right? And the other one just wants to get back together. So even if you genuinely want to be friends, that's kind of like you holding the person hostage. Because that person wants to be in a relationship, but you want to be friends. So their incentive for wanting to hang out with you,
it's like leading them on at that together. Point.
Yeah. Even though you genuinely just want to have a friendship, but their intention is not there. So you're giving them hope by just like opening the door for there to be a friendship.
Yeah.
So that's like you just leading them on and just like holding on to emotions that.
I think one way that it could like work is if you guys were friends before you guys got together.
Nah, even then it's still going to be weird for them.
I feel like it could be weird, but till it settles in.
Yeah.
You get? Because you guys already have a history of like being friends.
Yeah, true. If you guys like already shared like massive like secrets before you decided to fuck it up. And then you fucked it up.
And both of y'all say, oops. And you back away slowly.
Yeah.
Maybe it could work.
Maybe. Potentially.
Yeah.
But then it's still going to be weird, like, if any of you wants to move on and be in a relationship in the future. Because you guys already, you know.
It's explainable at the least.
It's not explainable. Like, what are you going to tell me? She was my friend. Then we got into a relationship. Then we became friends again. So now we're just friends. How am I supposed to believe that those feelings are not going to come back at some point? Or how am I going to believe that those feelings are not lingering for somebody? You know what I mean? So it's like, once you cross that line, bro, it's like...
It's dead. Yeah, it's kind of dead.
It's kind of dead, bro.
No, I don't think I want to be friends with my exes. I just want to be cool. I want to be cool.
Yeah.
I want to like... Be like, oh, a happy birthday. Or like...
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, when I see you in the streets, I don't want to like... walk the other way. Like, I want to say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it okay to wish your ex a happy birthday?
Is it okay? Is it? As long as they're single, I guess.
Why? Why as long as they're single? If you genuinely just want to say happy birthday and they're in a relationship.
No, that's weird.
Is that an issue?
Yeah, that's an issue.
Why is that an issue?
You're causing problems. Huh. You're causing actual problems. Why is she still on your phone? Why is she still texting you? That's all you're gonna hear.
Yeah. I remember like in my past relationship, my ex texted me from out of nowhere. Ooh. I think it was like Ramadan or it was something big basically. And she was like happy, blah blah blah. And then like my ex saw that. And she started tripping, bro. And for me, that's like, I didn't think much about it because it was still like a pretty innocent message. So I was like, thanks, you too, blah, blah, blah. And then I just forgot about it. Then my ex saw it and she started tripping. She was like, block her.
Oh.
She told me to literally block her.
Why?
I thought that was unnecessary. I was like...
Wait, you guys did not chat like before that? There was no conversations being had?
No, it's just like... When something happens, like Happy New Year's, blah blah blah, that's the only time that we sort of like exchange messages, right? Yeah. So yeah, that happened.
She still told you to block her?
I thought she was being petty. I'm not even gonna lie, cause like I didn't, you know, talking about like being cool with your exes.
Yeah.
I didn't want the other ex to think that okay, like we got bad blood or anything like that.
Yeah.
So blocking, I thought that was like a little bit too far. If you had told me to like not respond or maybe like unfollow her somewhere or something like that, that would have been cool. But like block, delete contact and everything like that. I mean, I didn't have a choice. I had to, so I did block her.
So you blocked her.
I did. I'm not gonna lie. Yup, that's exactly. I was pussy whipped.
No, but the thing is, now you cannot add her back.
Nah, I did unblock her. After when I broke up with the current girlfriend.
You can't add her back.
I can't add her back.
You guys forever have bad blood now.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Because not even that, like, it's going to be weird for me to, like, follow her back. It's like, why is your ex following you? You know what I mean? Like, if it was just there, yeah, I wouldn't
your
have had no
follow
incentive.
You? What's wrong with that?
But like, I don't want the notification to come up like Omar started following you. You know, like on Insta.
Oh, no, not. Oh, no, that's, not that's like that. Yeah. No, you can't follow her
that's
back.
That's the thing.
No.
I blocked her. Yeah. And when you block, you unfollow immediately. So yeah. After I'm blocked, you can't, I couldn't follow back because like
no,
there's no reason to.
No, she knows then what went down. She
exactly.
knows the whole story.
Exactly.
She doesn't even have to be there. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
No, I guess yeah. It's not a problem if you.
If you're single.
If you're in a relationship too and then saying that. But for some people, some people could just not handle it.
Yeah.
For you to even like. Be like
say
kind to your ex.
Yeah.
They just can't handle it.
Nah. I don't like the narrative that like most people make out that like you need to hate your ex. You don't need to hate your ex. There's one thing I can say. If you hate like every single one of your exes, the problem is you.
Oh shit.
Like if you can only
yeah,
say bad things.
Yeah, you need to look at your choice at the end of the day.
100%.
Yeah, it's
if
your
you
decision.
Only have bad things to say about all the people that you've dated.
That's what I can't stand. When people only have bad things to say about their exes. Because, babes, don't you understand that you're exposing yourself too? For standing up for all those things and
yeah.
dating that person?
Yeah.
Only when they break up. When they're in a relationship, you won't hear a peep from them.
Nah.
Nothing.
It's almost like, what did you do to bring that side of them? You know what I mean? If you're saying that, oh, all my exes were crazy, they were like paranoid, blah, blah, blah. They had trust issues, all of them. What did you do to bring that side of all of your exes?
Like, I get, I have a type. And it's very clear.
Clean.
I like it. I like a little bit of obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like him clingy, huh?
And I like a little some. And I like a little whipped, you know?
Yeah.
So because of that type, yes, I do have crazy stories. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes people just attract those kind of people. And it's still at the end of the day your problem, you know?
It is your problem.
But what I can't stand is when people come out and say, "Oh yeah, my ex was so ugly, this and that." Haven't you heard those?
Nah.
People be roasting their exes like that bad,
that's
like that
far,
much.
Man.
They be like, "Oh, my ex is so ugly, la 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 la," like roasting him in that sense. And
damn.
Then I'm like, "Babes, you fucking dated them."
Yeah.
At least put some a little bit of respect in their name.
Yeah.
You can't be out here just in the streets
talking
whatever.
Shit.
You dated them. You decided to date
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Love is blind, though.
But you can't say, you can't come out then and tell me that. Like, it's literally, I don't know. It just feels weird.
It's almost like they're just butthurt, yeah? And
yeah.
It's like, if you're dating that type of person that only has, like, bad things to say about their exes, best believe that's going to be you the moment you guys break up.
Literally.
The moment you guys have problems,
yeah.
They're going to go out there spilling like all of your tea.
All of the bad.
So
yeah.
It shows like, it only shows immaturity like at the end of the
day. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because just like suck it up and move on, man. You don't have to have like good things to say about them, but every single thing you say about them cannot be negative.
Yeah.
You know? All right, go ahead.
Am I the asshole for returning all my daughter's packages that she ordered? Are you listening, sir?
Yeah, I hear you.
My daughter, female 31, is currently in a process of moving. She's been living in Brussels for the past 4 years and is now moving back to London as she was offered a better position. She can move into her new flat in mid-February, so she asked if she could stay with me, and of course I agreed. I missed her, of course. I refused to accept any rent she offered. It's been great, but one thing I have noticed is that my daughter has a habit of ordering online a lot. She runs out of toothpaste. She won't bother going to the shop. She would just order online with her other essentials like shampoo. Needs clothing or stuff for the new house, she will order it. She even brought her father's birthday gift and wrapper paper online. She even has groceries delivered because she insisted she pays for them because she lives rent-free. That's an awesome daughter. She barely goes to the shop because of people like her. Our high streets are dying.
Let me see that.
She literally said, our high streets are dying.
She barely goes to shops and because of people like our high streets. Okay, just continue.
Grandma, I hear wild. It's unhealthy. Every time for a week now, whenever a package comes, I return it, which forced her to shop locally a few times.
Okay.
Because quite a few packages never arrived, she realized that they'd been happening and confronted me, and she fumed. She accused me of treating her like a child and saying I had no right of returning her stuff. I told her that something had to be done and tried explaining my point, but she told me she's done. Packed her stuff and went to stay at the hotel, wasting money. That's what she said. Oh my God. I asked her to move back, promised to not do it again, but she's stubborn and won't listen. She told me she will stay at a hotel until she can move into her flat. I only wanted to help her, but she's being so unreasonable. My husband stayed neutral, and I don't know. Was I wrong for returning those packages?
She's petty as fuck.
The mother?
Petty as fuck.
Petty as fuck. Why do mothers think they have control over their children?
They have the right. Send my package away and not even tell me?
Not tell you a pimp.
That's the worst part. You not telling me that you're sending my package.
Literally. Like, what do you mean you're killing the streets? Streets are dying. She said, what is she? What does that mean? They always have the weirdest comments. And I bet you she's an African mother.
100%.
100% an African mother.
I don't know, but it's
That's
definitely...
That's the kind of audacity they have.
It's definitely an immigrant parent, 100%.
Literally.
I don't get it, man. The woman has the money. Right? She can afford it.
She's 31.
31.
She's 31.
Big age. That's a big age.
Big age of a female.
How dare you?
She's a whole ass woman.
How dare you send my package back? You know, I think it's like a part of the mentality of like immigrant parents. It's like the mentality of somebody being lazy. So for them, you ordering shit online, they just want you to do stuff physically. It doesn't matter. Even if it's just like walking to the grocery, they want you to do that because for them, it's a waste of money and you're being lazy.
There's free delivery nowadays. It's a new age.
Exactly.
Get over yourself.
Get with the times, man. Get with the times.
I will be so angry. Yeah, I would literally do what she...
I'll be fuming.
I swear to God.
For like a whole week, I'll be fuming. Imagine if like today I ordered my
pizza. You know how excited you get when you get stuff?
Exactly.
When you get your package?
Exactly.
Yeah, my mom's gonna take a piss. She's taking a piss.
Imagine, bro, like today I ordered like a Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if I was ordering like Pizza Hut for like a whole week and my shit is not getting delivered. And why? It's because my... mom is sending it back. Nah.
First of all, I'm fighting with livid. every shop that I ordered from. I'm fighting them on a weekly.
Yeah.
And I know that. Because why is my package not being delivered?
Why? It doesn't make
why
sense.
Why is it not here?
It doesn't make sense.
I'm fighting with everyone.
Yeah.
And a week later, you realize that your mom is just sending shit back.
Yeah.
Off of your money.
I'd be speechless. I'd be so shocked. I'd be speechless, to be honest. A whole week, bro. I'm not receiving my shit. Oh, fuck me.
So disrespectful.
The part that pisses me off is that she can actually afford it. I feel like she should be thankful that her daughter can afford like ordering shit online, which makes life easier for her.
She's literally the best daughter ever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to see the efficient side of it. She just thinks that it's lazy. But it's not being lazy. It's like outsourcing.
It's new days. It's new times.
You're outsourcing so you can have more time over your day to do other stuff that's more important.
Yeah.
And the woman is clearly making money. So she might be doing all of that. So she doesn't have to spend time going to the grocery. She's probably working at home.
I thought she was going to be mad because, oh, my daughter's spending so much money, la, la, la. But that was not even the problem.
No.
She said she even offered her the rent to stay there. Mm. She declined.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, since I'm a good daughter, I'm at least going to buy the groceries from the time that I'm here.
Yeah.
That's a good-ass daughter.
The best.
My God. So ungrateful. So ungrateful.
Yeah, you are the asshole, mama.
You literally are the asshole.
I'm sorry, but you are the asshole in this situation.
Yeah.
We're on her side. We're on the
daughter's
side. We
are on her side. Jesus.
Jesus. Let me collect my packages, bro. Let me collect my packages in
peace. I'm so sensitive about my packages. If they show up like one day later, I'm pissed.
Bro, 5 minutes late, I'm pissed. I usually, you know, that like when I order shit,
yeah,
right, there's like some delivery services, you can see the driver, like you can see the map,
yeah,
you can see where they are on the map.
Yeah,
when I have ones like that, yeah, it's like my whole day is fucked up because I'm literally sitting there looking at the driver until I collect my package. And sometimes they say they're gonna deliver it like between this time and this time, so I make sure that time is it's like
you're
scheduled.
Not doing shit.
I'm not doing
you're
shit.
You're not going to the bathroom. You're
nothing.
Scared. Yeah.
I cannot miss a single second until I get my fucking package.
Facts.
The dopamine kick that you get when you're about to receive something.
It's like
I don't even know
it's
why,
like you
but
don't
it's
even
so exciting.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
It's literally like you don't even pay for it. It's like a present.
It is like a present.
I hate it.
It's the best feeling ever, though.
It's the best thing ever.
The quickest way to get yourself out of a depression: order something online.
Bro.
Because you're looking, you're
not
looking
even
forward.
Talk about it. You need to live a next day just to see that package.
You can't be serious.
Yo,
you can't be
yo,
serious.
Yo, yo, yo,
you
yo,
can't
yo.
Be
serious. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm not gonna lie.
It's the best thing ever.
It's the best feeling ever, bro.
She said she's killing the streets.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I swear to God, bro. Exaggerating. That's for no reason. adding salt, pepper, jumbo, all the spices. Just to make the daughter seem like
an evil,
bad person.
What is wrong with you?
Killing the high streets?
That's such an immigrant mother to the T.
Bro, you can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it. They say you cannot hear somebody's ethnicity, but I can hear it just by reading it. The fuck? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Another one. Am I the asshole for yelling at my roommate to shut up while she was FaceTiming her family?
Off the back, yeah.
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 Yeah. I, female, live in a shared household with four roommates. One of my roommates, Jane, 29, is an immigrant. Obviously, it had to be.
Oh my God.
Is an immigrant and migrated to our country around 4 years ago because of better job opportunities. Jane moved in around 3 months ago to replace one of our old roommates who left after her lease with the landlord was up. Jane and I haven't butted heads before until this issue came up. Jane's family members are living in her native country, which is in another time zone. And Jane frequently FaceTimes them when it's very late at night for us, like 2 or 3 a.m. She doesn't do it every night, but often enough for it to be annoying, maybe 4 times a week. She always does this in the kitchen or living room. And she and her family members are extremely loud when talking to each other. I know, man.
Yeah.
I've talked to Jane and asked that she's more considerate about the noise and maybe wears headphones. But she refused and said that headphones will ruin the experience. Huh? I suggested FaceTime during the day, but she said her family will be asleep. I asked her to please try to be quieter as her FaceTiming her family wakes me up. And I have to get up early for work. She seemed to understand, but didn't seem eager to fix the problem and kept changing the subject after that. Earlier this week, I had a Zoom interview for a really exciting internship that would be helpful for my career. It was in the morning and I made my roommate aware around a week in advance just to ensure the house would be quiet and I could get a good night's sleep and an uninterrupted interview. The night before the interview at around midnight, Jane is very loudly FaceTiming her family in the living room. I'm woken up and obviously not happy about it. I asked Jane to please keep it down and she said she would and that she's just saying goodbye to them. They went quiet for around 10 minutes, but then I can hear them shrieking at each other again. I asked Jane again to please keep it down and stressed that I have to get up early. She promises she'll be quiet and apologizes. Then at around 1 a.m., I'm woken up again by Jane and her family.
Oh, my God.
Jane doesn't listen. Don't be like Jane.
Don't be like Jane.
At this point, I'm incredibly done. I went downstairs and I yelled at Jane. I said, shut the fuck up. Some of us are trying to sleep. Jane's family hung up on the call when they heard me yell. And Jane started crying and ran to her bedroom and shut herself in there. Jane is really upset with me because I yelled at her and won't even look at me. She says she just misses her family and that I should have more empathy for her situation. My other roommate said I was being way too harsh. I felt conflicted. I felt guilty for yelling at her, but at the same time, I'm very frustrated with her for being disruptive. So off the bat, who are you saying is the asshole in this situation?
Yeah, I think I switched sides mid the story.
Yeah.
Jane is an asshole. Jane is a complete asshole. Jane seems like she doesn't get clues.
She's an outlaw.
Yeah.
Jane is an outlaw. She doesn't give a shit about anybody else.
Anybody else. She says, I miss my family and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Bruh.
Because she gave her like a few like things that she could do. Get earphones.
Go to your room.
I mean, she goes to the kitchen. I think they share the same room, something like that. They're flatmates. So she goes to the kitchen where it's like...
She said she went to her room and closed it and started crying. That means she has her own fucking room. Go to your room.
Go to your room. Africans speak loudly. I'm not saying that she's specifically African. But like, from what
I read... Just immigrants in general.
Just immigrants in general. Yeah. But like, from what I read, yeah, for her not to wake up other people, she goes like to the main area when everybody's in their room. So already she's like far away. I think the kitchen is probably the furthest that you can go.
Maybe. Okay.
And then it's still loud because she can hear from the room, right?
Earphones.
So if she was in her own room, it would have been like even louder. That's why she had to go to the kitchen. But it's so loud that like she wakes up everybody else still. But she did tell her like you can use headphones.
Headphones.
But she's like,
she said
it will ruin the whole experience.
What are you talking about, Jane?
Think about what my are you on about, Jane. Why are you being selfish, Jane? I'm trying to sleep, Jane. The girl literally explained. She literally told her like, I have a job interview the next day. At least you can respect that.
A week before, she told everybody so nobody bothers her. Jane don't give a fuck.
She doesn't give a shit.
No.
She doesn't give a shit, and she's trying to. Almost like
gaslight. Oh, I'm an immigrant, you don't understand.
My family, like, have some empathy, Jane. I have some empathy, but you're pushing it. you're actually pushing it. No, at this point.
She doesn't have human decency. That's what she doesn't have.
Yeah.
Because, like, earphones, bitch. It's not about... if you miss your family, they're still earphones. Yeah. Don't be like, it ruins them. What are you talking about? What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Mm. It ruins the experience. How does that ruin the experience?
It is losing it. Yeah. I feel like she's just trying to gaslight everybody, to be honest. Because it's not making sense. Why are you calling them the same day that the girl told you she has an internship or interview?
Yeah. I mean, she does it. She does it like 4 times a week.
But at least so skip that day if she was warning you a week before.
Yeah, something like that. Something like
that. Jay needs to get...
Go outside.
It might be cold.
If you want to scream... Yeah. Go outside, and then but then the neighbors are gonna scream at her. It's not just gonna be an apartment issue. It's gonna be a neighborhood issue, because I know how loud immigrants talk, man. Like 2 o'clock at night, yeah. If you heard, like, if I was supposed to be on the phone, for example, talking to my family back home, you would hear me even if I went outside.
But so you put on your earphone. You don't speak loud back, do you?
I scream when I'm on the phone.
Why? Because they're screaming. Is that why you're screaming?
Yeah.
Because it's a phone. You don't have to scream all the way back to Africa. Like, it's a
fucking... No, it's just like to be able to fully express emotion like over the phone, I just have to scream. I realize myself. Like,
my auntie
when
used
I'm on
to
the
do
phone,
that all
loud,
the time. It used to annoy the F out of me. She used to wake me up every day.
My grandma used to do that shit too. When she's talking to like my pops or like anybody that's not at home.
Yeah.
And I always used to be like just talk normally, yeah? But like, why are you screaming? Like, I never got it until I came over here and I had to be calling back home as well.
Then I realized
that
you don't have
my
to
voice
scream.
Is not low. It's just like excitement. It's just like laughing, the jokes, everything is just like super loud. Because like my girlfriend at the time, she used to complain when I'm talking over the phone with my family.
Oh my God,
she'd be
it's
like, keep
embarrassing.
It down. She'd be like, keep
don't
it down.
Don't ever answer the phone in public. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Imagine your man answering the phone, start screaming, hey!
Yeah! how you fun do? How everything? I don't know. It's just like a different vibe, you know. So I kind of understand Jane in that aspect, but you gotta be considerate if you're sharing with other people.
Have human decency.
You gotta be considerate. 100%.
Definitely. Sounds like a nightmare of a roommate.
Roommate, yeah.
Literally a nightmare.
Yeah. See, this also goes to like why I think living alone is bliss. Nothing beats living alone. Nobody's going to tell you what you can or can't do.
Jane needs to live alone. But even her neighbors then are going to complain. She just needs to have some human decency. You need to learn, bro.
Yeah.
Earphones and talk low. It's a phone, okay?
Yeah.
Just because you scream louder doesn't get like the connection is more better. That's not how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruh. Whatever. Yeah. She's not the asshole.
No, she had us in the first half though. At first I was like, yeah, you probably the asshole, but like,
yeah,
the more I heard about Jane, the more I was like, nah, Jane, this is not it.
Jane
BTA day. behave yourself. Okay, so now we jump right into confessions.
Ooh, is it a confession or dilemma? We always confuse those two.
Yeah, it is a dilemma.
Okay.
My boyfriend 34 wrote a note which I found comparing me 32 to his ex, referring to me as safe and healthy and her as exciting and passionate. I've been with my boyfriend a year. He always said he thinks I'm the love of his life. We are aligned in terms of what we want in life and have a great relationship. He has an ex who he had a very turbulent relationship with. It's always the passionate ones.
Terrible.
The exciting ones. Ooh. You know?
Exciting.
The drama. The toxicness. We live for that.
I guess we do.
If it wasn't toxic, it wouldn't be exciting. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? It needs to be some sort of like toxicity.
I feel like you guys like crazy women.
It doesn't hurt to be. it doesn't hurt to be a little crazy. I'm not going to lie.
It can be boring.
It can be boring all the time.
Oh my God.
But I guess that's me coming from an immature place. So. Yeah. I think they were on and off for years. Yesterday, I found a notepad of his and some notes he made comparing us. He describes me as a safe and healthy and stable and serious alternative, and that she's electric and passionate. He said he was missing the excitement part with me, but he knew it was an unhealthy relationship with her. He also says it can feel boring with me because he doesn't have to try as hard to please me. I feel heartbroken to read this. Help, please.
That's a stab and a twist.
That's a fuck. That's, ooh, I would break up with somebody.
I could never read that.
I would break up with somebody on the spot. On the spot. Because you're describing me as a bitch. You just insulted me. You're taking a piss on me. You're taking an actual piss.
That is an actual piss.
That's an actual piss.
He said I wouldn't have to try as much.
Healthy option.
So I made you feel so comfortable.
So comfortable that you can just do whatever and feel like I'm going to stay. No, man. That cannot slide, bro.
I'm literally speechless. How do you handle this?
There's no world in which I can read that and stay in that relationship. There's no universe in which I can read that.
But your mind plays with you when you're like in love with someone.
When there's
feelings
involved.
Yeah, so your mind is going to probably think like, oh yeah, but he doesn't want her because she was trouble, la la la. But he literally made a list comparing them. Meaning, babes, the relationship is already dead.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship has been dead.
He's
trying to get back with his ex. I think you should check his phone so to make sure that he's not texting her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what the level is heading to.
Because at the end of the day, one basic facts about humans, we love excitement. The moment where he felt like he needed to rationalize why he needed
on
to
paper,
be with her. He needed to have it on paper to be able to rationalize, okay, this is the reason
why I'm
with you. That's the moment where everything got fucked up. We're very emotional as a creature. Mm-hmm. So at some point, he's going to want to go where the heart is leaning to. And the heart is leaning to the exciting girlfriend. I'm not even going to lie.
Because the thing is, he didn't even do like a pro and cons list of why to be in this relationship and why to be single.
Mm.
He did a pros and cons list on why to leave you and be with his ex and why he needs to stay in this relationship.
Yeah.
He's in love with his ex. He's literally comparing her to his ex, specifically.
Yeah. And he's comparing her, yeah, to the parts of his ex that he missed. And
he
that's
likes,
the excitement
yeah.
and the drama. So I'm telling you, this man needs a challenge in his life. Everybody wants a challenge in their life.
You
Nobody
guys
wants
love
to feel
a little crazy.
I feel like...
Everybody's like, oh yeah, my girlfriend is so chill. My girlfriend is so chill. But you guys don't want to date the chill. You guys
want to
cheat on the chill.
We want there to be like a little bit of jealousy. A little bit of mystery.
Toxicity.
A little bit of, I wouldn't say toxicity, but just like, like keep it interesting.
Give me a phone.
I don't want to.
A little pressure.
Something like that. I don't want to know everything. Like, I want there to be basically some passion, some emotion. You know what I mean? Like, if you see me texting somebody and you're not so sure who it is, like, I want to know that you're worried. A little bit, you know what I mean?
I want to know that you care.
That's what it is. I want to know that you care. So I'm not gonna lie, some excitement is definitely needed in a relationship, you know. But the fact that he needed to rationalize like why he's together with her, like she did say that he has described her as boring, right?
In the past, yeah.
In the past. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I feel like, because you know, we talked about this yet the other time where it's like we both like date somebody and mine was like, I date you until like the 8th month. And then I try to rationalize with myself.
The expiring
for like,
date,
for like
yeah.
2 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause
that's what
it's always like around the 10th month where like I sort of like break up with a person. But like the 2 months before, I'm literally rationalizing in my head and I'm trying to make it work. But it always fails me because like we talked about, like, you can't fake with feelings. You can't fake the way that you feel about somebody.
No, once it's there, it's just forever there now.
Yeah, because now whenever they get in like, an argument, he's always going to think, oh, she's boring anyways. Like, that's always going to be in the back of his mind. So what I'm saying is, yeah, if he doesn't break up with her now, it's
going
to get to a point where it becomes unbearable, where he's going to have to break up with her. And that's going to be even worse because they would have spent more time with each other. That's more time wasted. So, I mean.
No, he just said like he's just with her because she's stable.
Stable, safe.
And safe.
Safe.
Ew.
Imagine somebody describing
you. See, this is why you need to put pressure on this man.
Yeah. Imagine somebody describing you as safe. I'm with you because you're safe.
I'd rather you call me ugly.
Not because I'm passionately in love with you, like I like this and that about you, but because you're the safer option. Oh, kill me, bro.
I can't handle that.
That's everybody's.
I can't handle that. That's a nightmare.
That has to be everybody's worst nightmare.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Have you ever made like a pros and cons list about somebody?
Mentally, I have.
I don't write it down, but
mentally I have.
Yeah.
Oh, she got a big forehead. Oh.
Excuse me. What's wrong with big foreheads?
I knew you were gonna take that personally.
He just dissed that. Literally, the East Africans all in total. We're done. Excuse me. Wow. Yeah,
that was a joke. I just wanted to see your reaction. But I have thought that somebody's head was like too big in the past.
What? Is that a thing? Is that a cons list?
It's just like one of those things that I saw.
I'm not taking this wig off.
One of the I don't know, like most of the time the reason why it ends up not working when I've been together with somebody.
It's because they got a boo for
it. No. It's usually like something that I saw from the beginning.
Ding, ding, ding.
But I thought, oh shit, over time, I'm gonna get over it. Mm. I don't get over it.
You don't.
I might just see you from
it gets worse.
The wrong angle one day and I'm like, oh.
No, Omar, stop. Not the forehead. I don't want it.
Not the forehead. It doesn't necessarily have to be the forehead.
From the wrong angle for my forehead, bro. Oh my God.
It always sticks.
That's insecurity. This is why I have insecurity.
No, it always sticks. I'm not going to lie. So if you're like in a stage where it's like you're listening to this, like you're in the beginning of like talking to somebody, yeah? And you notice something, right? And you know that it kind of like is a big deal, but you don't, you're thinking it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. Listen to me. Trust me. It's not going to go away.
It's going
to
get worse. You're going to get more and more annoyed.
And you know, the more time you guys spend with each other, the more you see that person, the more they present that part of themselves. Like it's always going to get worse. Now, this doesn't have to be like something physical. I'm not just saying purely physical. It can be a personality trait as well.
Yeah.
Right? Don't think that.
I'm thinking about the personality traits. You brought it to this section. I never brought it here. Crazy.
Sometimes it could be something physical, but like even personality traits, don't think that eventually you're going to be cool with it. Because you're not going to be cool with it.
You're not going to be cool with it.
Believe me when I tell you that.
Yeah.
Because I remember one of my relationships, like, I just thought the whole dynamic was, like, fucked. I just thought, like, our whole conversation dynamic, I didn't like it. It was, like, always about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I never felt, like, heard or, like, listened to or anything like that. But I was thinking, you know, it's, like, it's the beginning of the relationship. She might be excited, blah, blah, blah. Like, eventually the dynamic is going to shift and maybe I might be able to get a word in like every here and there. It's like a very sad situation altogether.
Yeah.
It never changed, man. All the way to the ending of the relationship. Our dynamic never changed.
Yeah.
As I hoped it would. So yeah, like believe somebody's colors that they present to you in the beginning.
Yeah. I get the cover is just like the book.
It's just like the book. Judge the book by its cover. Judge it. Don't think that something like that is going to
change over time. No,
it's not. I feel like it just ties so perfectly to this confession that I saw as well.
Is it dilemma or confession?
It's a dilemma. My God.
We're so bad at this.
I'm so bad at this. Yeah, it is like a part of the title. How important is physical attraction in a relationship? And then this person said, my friend just confessed she likes me. We get along extremely well. We know each other very well. but I'm just not that physically attracted to her. I don't want to lose the friendship, and I love the support we give each other and how close we are. I don't want to hurt her. And I keep thinking how old married couples say they love each other even more over the years, despite the deterioration of their physical attractiveness. Is the lack of physical attraction something I will get over, or should I politely ask if we can just stay friends? Just basically what we just said right
yeah.
now. No. Physical attraction is important.
It's very important.
It's very important.
Yeah. So it's literally what keeps you guys together.
It's a big part of what keeps you guys together. It's not the only thing, but it is a big part.
I think it's a very big portion.
You think so?
It's a very big portion. That's attraction we're talking about.
Yeah.
Looks is attraction. If you're not attracted to that person, you guys are brothers and sisters.
Exactly. I mean, physical attraction, it has to be there.
It has to be there.
Otherwise, you just become roommates at the end of the day.
Yep.
So I wouldn't recommend you not being physically attracted to somebody. Because then, the honeymoon period, where you guys are all up in each other. If you're not physically attracted to the person, that's going to be a burden.
What is that? Yeah.
It's going to be a burden. You're not going to want to be physically intimate with them. So it's going to be bad from the get-go. And I don't think that's going to get any better. If that person is not your type, I highly doubt that they're going to become your type.
No, it never happens. And if it happens, it ends very terribly.
Mm.
That person is gonna keep on telling you, maybe demolishing you of you don't look that good, change this, change that.
Yeah.
Or they're just gonna break up with you and be like, oh, I'm not attracted to you. That's horrible.
Yeah.
So just don't get into the relationship to begin with if you're not physically attracted to that person.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
After you guys, even if, let's say you had physical attraction in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
It could fade over time, even though the person physically hasn't changed, but you just don't have that physical attractiveness for them. You know what I mean? You can lose physical attraction without the person changing at all. Maybe they said something dumb and now you just don't feel physically attracted to them.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Even if I say attraction, I mean it doesn't only have to be looks. You have to be attracted to the person one way or another for you to be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be physical, but you have to be attracted to that person.
I get what you mean. There can be the emotional attractiveness, right? But that in itself can lead to physical attraction.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always have to lead to physical attraction.
No.
So if the physical attraction isn't there in the first place, then I think you're just better off staying friends.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. He should tell her, oh, I don't see you in that way. Can we just stay friends?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And even after
that friendship is dead, to be honest.
It's dead. That's what I was about to say.
That friendship is dead.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Cause
let's be honest. Yeah.
Bro, she likes you, bro.
Yeah. So that's the only reason she's hanging around you.
Basically,
she likes you.
I don't know how long they had been friends for, but telling him in the first place,
she's been holding that.
She's been waiting for that day.
She just let something off her chest.
Either way, it's gonna be messed up.
Yeah, I don't think you guys can continue being friends.
They can definitely continue being friends. But then she has to clearly understand that he doesn't want a relationship. She needs to clearly understand that, and she needs to be okay with that. She needs to be okay with seeing him with other girls, blah blah blah.
That's not gonna happen.
And not get any jealous feeling. From the perspective of a female, it's really hard for me to see that actually happening.
That's just not gonna happen.
Yeah.
We're just wishfully thinking right now. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's just not gonna happen.
No, it's not. It's not.
What's gonna happen is, if she is into you and if you guys still want to be friends, you guys need to stop being friends for a long time. She needs to get over the fact that you don't want her in that way. And then after some years, maybe you guys can get back at it again.
Some years.
Some years.
Some years. You need to retire the friendship.
you need to cut the friendship off.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to do that at this point, because she's going to do that to herself, because she's going to realize how much it pains her to be around you with other girls, or for you to be around her when you just rejected her.
Yeah.
So she's going to slowly back away, and he just needs to allow that.
Yeah. He can't want the friendship.
No.
Because she doesn't want a friendship. She wants a
She wanted something more.
I guess it depends how bad she wants him.
If I'm confessing my feelings
to
a friend, risking the whole friendship,
then it's bad.
I want him bad.
Yeah.
I want him real bad.
Yeah.
You gotta retire the whole shit. Just fucking wrap it up.
Like him chatting to like the next thing. She's going to be boiling from the inside.
Yeah. No, that's just not a good place for her. She's
cooking from the inside.
Even if she's not going to do anything and just be kind enough to let you do your thing, it's still not good for her to be in that environment. She just needs to get over her feelings, like, naturally. Yeah. With you not being in her space all the time.
Yeah. She needs time for those feelings to digest.
Yeah.
Before she can see him with somebody else. Because fuck around and she might poison the next girl. fuck around and she might poison
the more you fuck around, the more you find out.
Fuck around, she might put some rat poison in your next girl's milk.
Yeah.
Because people can be so vindictive like that.
I mean, it's very sad that you have to lose a friend because of that. But it's also wishfully thinking for you to think like you guys can still be friends after you just denied her.
Yeah, depends. I don't know, man. It depends on what she said, how she opened up. If she was like, I can't live without you. Like, I want us to be together.
What if then she wrote, you know, like, a song? Like,
really deep.
Yeah.
If she wrote a song, then it's like she'll never
get over
him.
Wrote a poem or some shit.
It's like, she'll never get over him at that point. So then it's like, just pack up everything and leave.
Just wrap it up.
Just wrap everything up. Go find you a new friend real quick.
Yeah, I think he just needs to.
But yeah, I think like definitely like let her down in a nice way, give her the chance for her, like her feelings to like digest, and maybe she might come to sense, because you don't know. Sometimes you think you want something, but you don't really want it. You know what I mean?
I think that's you.
That's definitely me. Yes. That's definitely me. Sometimes you think you want it because like. You see the person is there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I give it some time, let it digest, come back. Come back, and then you might be like, yeah, we can actually like be friends. Like, what you actually asked, like, what the fuck was I thinking? I think that's what she needs. She needs to go away for some time, question herself, like, what the fuck was I thinking? And then come to sense.
Yeah,
and then the friendship can continue without any issues. That's how I feel they should go about the situation. Because if they like try it like right after, I feel like it's gonna be a messy one still.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
100%. That's that on that. Don't date somebody because you feel pity for them.
I have done that in my times, bro.
Have you?
I have so done
because
that.
Because you
in
feel
my
sorry
times.
For them.
Yeah. For some reason, I had a problem with saying no. No, that's my favorite word. No.
All right, guys. So that was it for today. Once again, we want to thank you guys for the support, for listening. It's good to have you guys with us. Don't forget, man. Don't forget to like subscribe, man. I feel like it's becoming repetitive. I don't even want to say it no more. But like, we appreciate anybody that comments, like subscribes, like we appreciate all of that. So yeah, we'll just keep it short, and thank you for listening to this one, and we'll see you in the next one.
Yep.
Yeah. Peace.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.